April 15th. Anytime anyone mentions April 15th, no matter what time of year, you know what day that means. It's the deadline for filing your income taxes, and today is that day. This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Washtenaw United. It's an ongoing feature series created in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. Now, many do taxes on their own. Many use an accountant or tax service, but there are a great number of people who don't know how to do their own taxes and can't afford to have them done. That can lead to further financial insecurity, on occasion, even worse. Today, we're going to talk with two gentlemen who are dedicated to filling that service gap for as many as they can through a United Way program called VITA, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. Let's first say hello to Patrick Hellman. Patrick is a member of the VITA team and a member of AmeriCorps. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
And Andrew Johnson is a master's student in business and works as a financial stability manager for the United Way of Washtenaw County. And thank you for your time today. Much appreciated.
Thank you for having me.
Patrick, if I understand it correctly, you come from an engineering background. So how do you end up volunteering in the program and then working with the United Way of Washtenaw County to help people in need file taxes?
Yeah, so I've always had an interest in like financial topics, even though I'm in engineering, and started volunteering about 3 years ago for the program as a volunteer, as a way to, you know, combine my interest in finances with helping people in the community, and was looking to take a little bit of break from my engineering career and signed up for the AmeriCorps program so that I could join the United Way for a year and really focus on helping the volunteers and then in the ultimate end, you know, helping all the people in the community that need help with their taxes.
Did it feel kind of like a left turn coming out of the engineering field?
A little bit, but there's a lot of similarities, right? So it's a lot of processes that need to be followed and, really strict processes to comply with the IRS regulations and to make sure that everything's done correctly and on time.
And Andrew, now you are working towards getting your master's in business, but you also have a background in social work. So where did you find the crossover between working in the VITA program and what is ultimately going to be your chosen profession?
Well, I found it with ultimately being able to interact with many of the people that we deal with in VITA. Many of the people, or at least the average income, is about $18,000. And that pretty much is about the same average of income that I was working with when I was doing social work in Detroit. And it has allowed me to ultimately segue from a field that is so subjective and is so heavily rooted in just being customer service friendly and dealing with people on more of an emotional intelligence level and moving more into an analytical sphere. So it's almost like the perfect mix. And VITA has allowed me to ultimately still hold on to my social work roots, but to move into a more analytical, more precise, more regimented way of working.
Let me put this question to both of you. And Andrew, you first. Through your involvement in VITA, have you gotten a greater sense of just how vast a part of our community lives on the verge of falling through the cracks?
Absolutely. When you look at Ann Arbor, you see a lot of people living very nice. You see a lot of people that are educated and in a really good space. But when you just cross over to 94 or down 23 and you move into the 48198 and 48197 area, it brings you a little bit back down to reality. And you begin to see the huge amount of people that really need these services and how saving that money from possibly, you know, payday loans or the loans that these
predatory
loans that they're pretty much subject to and in the other devices that other tax companies use. You see how that ultimately helps them out, and every dollar counts. So you just see how it pretty much helps them out.
And Patrick, same question. Through your involvement, have you gotten a better sense of those who are living on the edge of dropping through that crack?
Yeah, certainly, right? So we, you know, work with a lot of people of a lot of different incomes, to be honest, right? So you have people at, you know, fixed income that are retired, you know, up to people that are doing pretty well, right? But, you know, still maybe, you know, having a little bit of trouble meeting some of their basic needs. And, you know, I think the common thing with everybody is that, you know, taxes are complicated and they want to make sure that it's done correctly and that they're, you know, not being taken advantage of or charged too much money, you know, to have that done.
You are listening to Washtenaw United on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with two members of the United Way of Washtenaw County's VITA team. Patrick Hellman and Andrew Johnson are important parts of the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. Now, I just want to take a second and provide some context to some of what you've just been talking about. 39% of people in Washtenaw County live in poverty or struggle to meet basic needs. A full 12% live below the national poverty line. Furthermore, about 27% of county residents are asset limited. That means they earn more than the federal poverty level, but earn less than the basic cost of living for this county. So, in your experience with helping with taxes, are you meeting with the people represented in those statistics?
Absolutely. It seems that that is all that we encounter. Anyone under $54,000 income threshold is generally accepted into our program or accepted into our free tax clinics. Even with dealing with the My Free Taxes website that we have on our website, we ultimately help people who are under a $66,000 income threshold, and they're still met with financial difficulties in their own way. So I definitely run into those people.
And to follow along further, Patrick, in these personal interactions that you have with members of the community using the VITA program, do you get to hear some of their personal stories?
Yeah, of course. A lot of the clients do share their stories, right? And, you know, a lot of them will share stories around, you know, that getting the income tax credit, right, allows them to, you know, to pay bills that they need to pay or, you know, to get caught up in property taxes that they might be behind on. Those are really common stories.
And Andrew, do you have a story in your mind that particularly stands out through your interaction in this program?
I won't go into one in particular, but I can definitely recall a few where you're interacting with people and you're holding conversations and they really begin to open up to you and they really begin to look at you almost as a counsel. You know, as someone that they can almost take advice from, then kind of lead them in the right direction. And I mean, this is within minutes of knowing them. It provides a very open environment and a non-judgmental environment. So I won't go into any details, but I definitely will say that the people that we have helped generally are very grateful, and they are, you know, they're definitely trying to come back for our services in the future.
And Patrick, let's stick with that more broad perspective approach. What kind of connection does this engender? I mean, are there relationships developed? Is there greater empathy, more dedication to service on your part? How do these personal connections manifest themselves in your perspective in life?
I mean, so I think for myself and for all of our volunteers, right, it really helps to bring perspective as to, you know, we're lucky in life. A lot of us, you know, that are working in the program and the volunteers and to really have a perspective of, you know, that it is harder for some other people. So that's what I get out of it personally. And, you know, when you look at the client side, we have a lot of clients that, you know, we've been doing this since 2015 and they've been back every year. Right. So they really do trust us and, you know, appreciate the service that we're offering and they come back year after year.
Being that this is actually tax day, I know final numbers are unavailable because you're in the process of still helping people, but roughly how many people are being served through the VITA program annually, Patrick? Do we have an idea?
Yeah, so if you look at just VITA by itself, right around 700 go through the VITA program.
And that's a lot of folks.
Yep, and then an additional 300-400 will go through My Free Taxes.
Based on your experience, Andrew, is there need for further expansion? Is there that kind of demand in the community?
I really do believe that there is need for further expansion, possibly for those who are limited with in regards to transportation and for more volunteers to actually be able to participate and to help out people in a specific area, specifically in the 48198 area.
Eastern side of the county, Ypsilanti.
Absolutely.
Township, right?
Absolutely.
So, as our time winds down today, I want to offer, first of all, appreciation for the services you are providing. It's making a difference to a good number of people, and we are all grateful. And again, I have a question for both of you to conclude our time together. Patrick, how has your participation in this program changed you, and what is it you're going to carry forward?
Yeah, so I think, you know, what it changed most about me is, you know, just having a better perspective on things, right, and not focusing so much on like monetary things or objects, right? And more focusing on, you know, relationships that you have with people and things like that. That's what I've gained the most personally out of the program.
Andrew, same question. How has your participation changed you and what are you going to carry forward?
Well, first I would like to thank my coworkers They have really given me the opportunity to transition from a social work background into something that is much more analytical, much more regimented. And what that has given me is the opportunity to approach work in a different way, to attack problems in a different way, just to attribute some of my problem-solving skills that I've learned from school. On a social level, it has definitely shown me what I've already experienced, or shown me pretty much what is similar to what I've already experienced in my social work experience. It's not necessarily a situation where I was completely unaware to people in impoverished situations or some of the hardships that they've experienced. But when you actually are able to put money in their pockets, and when you're actually able to give them the opportunity to possibly pay a bill or possibly pay down debt, it definitely gave me a sense of a gratitude for what I have.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you very much for the time today. We do appreciate the conversation. That is Patrick Hellman and Andrew Johnson from the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, or VITA, program, and they've been our guests on Washtenaw United. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, and you hear this interview series every Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.